You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I have to. It's like the clock.
Be that way. We can't keep talking about Wheel of Time for some reason. I don't know.
Well, when I figure out how to get the backstage recording done for the key holders, yeah, we can. Okay. All right. When we have the private green room and we've got all the key holders in there talking with us. Yeah, 100%. But until then, no. We got to get on air and the show must go on. Anyways. Hello, everybody, and welcome to an exciting new episode of Low Key on the We Libertarians Network. I'm your host, Harry, a.k.a. The Moving Target, fresh off of doing a fun show over the weekend of the big show, going up there and torturing Reinhold and Dear Leader with some of the stuff I'm watching. I'm actually watching some of it right now on my second screen. Like I said, I'm addicted to the beanie. Tonight's show, I proposed a bunch of different concepts and things to talk about in our little channel, and nothing really bit for anyone. So, yeah, we're just going to do everything all at once, but nothing at the exact same time. So it should be fun. So nothing out of the ordinary, a basic low-key episode anyway. So, so as you guys know, I don't fly solo. I bring people with me. So, you know, I've got Reinhold with me. Reinhold,
Softly from the shadows.
All right, that's obviously code to nerds out there.
So just so everybody here knows, this is listening and watching, watching live, listening on podcast, the great masses. My topic for the show tonight was dismissed out of hand. So, just saying.
Oh, sorry.
So if there was something you wanted to hear us talk about and we're not talking about,
I know nothing about that. I know nothing about that. And it's going to be like, cool. I'm just talking out my ass. Not happening.
And that other voice reason is it's Vincent as Reinhold deserves the. I need to get like some, just like shade, darken your screen. Or something. Anyways, so Vincent's here with us. Reinhold topics. Reinhold has to get, fill out. You have a punch card before he can bring up a topic again. So we just tore up his old punch card. Sorry, Reinhold.
There's that, or also he brings up topics that I have genuinely zero functional information on. Like, I didn't know what his thing was happening, what he was even talking about until you brought it up, Harry, on Saturday, and I didn't even know what you guys were talking about then. So,
yeah, I know, right? All right. So something besides
that. Yes, besides that title.
Oh, man, but No, over the weekend, we did have a fun show. We did a good reaction to TimCast IRL. Well, technically, you guys are, but a Tim Pool video, which had a lot of fun. I didn't get to the huge meat of the episode. I figured we wouldn't because the way, slowness, Dear Leader is, reacting to things, and Reinhold needing to fact check in real time. The beating
that is not surprising me in the slightest.
I know. I did have to educate Dear Leader over what Steel Man. I was trying to Steel Man Temple's argument for Rinal, and he looked at me like, "What the heck are you? Stop making up words." I'm like, "Making what? Up words."
Didn't know what he meant by steel manning an argument.
I know, yeah. Steel manning. It's like, I've heard of straw manning. It's like, yeah, the opposite.
It's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite.
I build up his argument to make it as the best it can be and then prove why it's still wrong.
Everybody, when you talk to Dear Leader this week, just use the word sea lining. Sorry, can't say it myself. So that's one he'll just scrunch his nose on. He won't know.
That's good. that'll be fun.
He'll get like a bunch of people saying it, and he'll be like, "What the heck is this? Everybody saying this?
Why is people saying this to me? What is going on?" Man,
I don't watch that other show. How would I know they were talking about this?
Well, it's the other thing is like, which a lot of time a lot of people forget is that Spangle is very min-maxed in the podcast space, very knowledgeable in podcasts, everything like that. But everything else going on in like the other spaces, like Twitch live streaming, YouTube like live streaming, or just video content, video essay, stuff like that, he's not that knowledgeable of what's going on in that space.
Right.
And he's not used to or comfortable with that space or those words that are going on. So, you know, enjoy that he's willing to come into it. So that I wish he would embrace live content better than what he has in the past. Hopefully we will get him to do that one day. I really feel we can get him.
Yeah. I think we also need to get an editor to go in and start taking clips out of the show so that we can start advertising with the clips.
Correct.
And TikToks and things like that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
You mean YouTube Shorts? Come
on. Yeah. We missed that train. We could have been great on YouTube. Yeah, the short train.
Yeah, there was a point when your search first came out. If you put a short out, it was like they would just funnel views to it, and it would just be just plastered. You would get ton of views.
Right.
And the spliffing Brit, I don't know if you've heard of him or not before, but what he does is he usually plays video games and he finds a way to break the game. Like one of my famous ones is he's doing Skyrim, and he plays a character called Rhiannu Keeves, and he found a way that he could take a fork and he could enchant it and then chant it again and then over enchant it. He does this method to where he was doing 38 million damage with the fork, and he basically just broke the game, was going around and just
sounds like a perfect game,
stabbing dragons. So he loves doing that, but he found out that he could do this stuff with YouTube. He found a ways to basically break YouTube's algorithms and get his, like, if you do a preview, like you tell you're going live in 30 minutes and then you change it 15 minutes into another 30 minutes and then 15 minutes into another 30 minutes, it keeps funneling people in because it's getting ready to start. And his numbers just kept going up and up and up in order to draw views in. It's pretty funny.
Man, I'm going to have to try that.
He did it live just to show that it would work in a live stream.
Yeah. But what I was talking about, more like interacting with the audience, doing stuff like that, doing good content, you know, letting people know like, hey, we're live. Come hang out and talk. You know, it's kind of like we do here. You know? But, yeah.
Good content. That's not what gets people these days. Everybody wants clickbait.
Hi, Christy.
It is Monday. Hi, Christy. Yeah. See, some people love the click. Some people don't. It's Christy, you know. She'd probably be upset that I never stream on Facebook. I just don't want to deal with those people.
Well, she should be able to stream on X.
I think Spangle got us banned from streaming on X. Which
I thought everybody got unbanned with the new regime.
You know what? I don't know. I'm so long used to it being banned. I've never looked in a long time. I guess. I don't know. Maybe next week I'll click it. See what happens.
See what happens.
You know, like, let's do it. Let's fire it up. Let's go. But so one of the topics I wanted to talk about today is because I've been doing this thing and I'm trying to get ready for this project I want to do is the, you know, because I still want to believe in the world of the $1,000 car. That's a good beater $1,000 car. It's out there. It's a lot of fun. I love these type of cars. I love these type of beater cars. And with everyone keeps telling me like, that's not like that. Inflation has changed the market. And it has. I'm not going to lie. It has. It's been more difficult to find a $1,000 car. They still exist and somewhat fashioned. I haven't. I think the biggest issue I've ever seen is people overvaluing their cars way too high. Like, I've seen some $2,000 cars that are clearly $1,000 cars, but for some reason they.
Like, listen, Kelly doesn't know everything about your car, Betty.
Yeah, Kelly Blue Book is a marketing tool for dealerships to sell cars. That's all it is, allegedly.
If I want to spend that for a car, I'll go to the dealership and buy it where they've done an inspection on it for me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This dealership has your best interest in mind.
30 day warranty, buddy. You're lucky.
Yeah. Which is like,
you could always go to JD Byrider. You know, they take care of you there.
Allegedly.
In Minecraft,
that's like like lemon laws here in Indiana. Like they're hardly, which was it like some like you find out like the lemon laws or RVs is weak, so they could just sell you like a lemon RV. You're just kind of much stuck with it. It's the worst.
Not surprising.
Worse in Michigan, apparently too. Certain lawyer channels. You find out about terrible RV sales and lemon laws. Awful.
Well, my wife is talking today. She wants to go to on a vacation, and I'm like, we have 9 dogs. How are we ever going to go on a vacation? Well, just get an RV. I'm like, so you want me to spend $30,000 to go on a vacation? And then it's like, why would I take all my responsibilities I have at home with me on vacation? That doesn't sound like a vacation to me.
It'd be cheaper to just hire someone to watch the dogs.
Yeah.
I was thinking, we were looking at, she found a place that did a cruise, that cruises will let you bring your dogs with you. And the dogs are put in a special area. They're like basically boarded on the ship, and you can go down and visit them certain times a day. And you go down there, and they take care of them, and they play with them, they'll groom them, all this stuff, right? It's $1,000 a dog.
For how long? Like this cold
cruise? Like a 2-week cruise, I think, yeah.
Oh, for 2 weeks. Oh, no.
$9,000 for dogs.
I'm sure you have some relative that's not working right now. I'm like, hey, I give you $4,000 to watch all these dogs right here.
Shit, you can give me $4,000. I'll take 2 weeks off. Fuck that.
It's just like, how many dogs? 10? Oh, I got this. $4,000 right here. Pay up. Can I use your land?
She's a little unrealistic on some of this stuff. So we'll just get an RV and take them with us.
Just no.
You can get a cheap RV, and I'm like, yeah, go get a cheap RV, and just gonna make it to Colorado where you want to go. Okay, that'll work.
The other thing with cheap RVs is that you don't find out until you go to RV parks that restrict you having too old of an RV in the RV park. I forget, certain RV parks have years, like right, like oh, that's older than 15 years. Get that piece of junk out of here, unless it's an antique Airstream. Get it the heck out of here. Professionally renovated. Yeah.
Classic car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you get a classic car plate for it, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same HOA crap, but with RV parks.
Rolling HOA. It's a rolling HOA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I've been looking at like these neat $1,000 cars because like I found a.
Aesthetics matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Aesthetics does matter. Thanks. Thanks for me to use the Coyote. But anyway, so I did find like this because I like RX-8s. I found an RX-8. Guy selling it for 3,500 runs. Says having all these issues. And I'm looking it over, going like, it's pretty good. They get the front end smashed up, you know, gets the interior funky, stupid weed katana shifter handle. So I was like, oh, you think you were Drift King? You clearly have been hitting this thing. You're selling it out of the kindness of your heart, aka I've destroyed the rear end of this transmission. The fuel pump is going out. I haven't did that. That thing's probably so clogged. The filter's clogged. The pump's going out. Screw you. Yeah, that's another problem. Like finding these cars, you get so many cars. It's like it's. That's why I don't like buying cars around 100,000. I prefer buying cars around 200,000 because a car has to have maintenance to make it to 200,000. Or it's been on the highway its entire life. So that under 100,000 or 100,000 range, I'm really sketch. Those are some crappy cars.
Well, I can tell you, I've been on the market for $1,000 pickup truck. Oof. For a while. And my wife's finding all these on Facebook Marketplace, and she sends them to me. She's like, how about this one? How about this one? How about this one? And it's like, maybe some of them are, it's like, it is a 1982 blah, blah, blah for $1,500. And I'm like, really? 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 I don't know about this.
No, you're,
but yeah, it's not easy, but there's still stuff out there. I mean, there's people out there who understand the value of the cars. You just can't use Marketplace because that place is full of scammers. You wouldn't believe.
Correct. And I said cars, pickup trucks. I really haven't seen a good pickup truck sub 1800, like a good one, that hasn't been like just destroyed. Like the other, you could tell you get to it like, what you been towing with this 1500, you know?
Well, there's actually a guy not too far from here, but as I drive to the big city, he's got a truck. He's got like an old work truck sitting in his front yard. He's trying to sell. And I'm like, might want to take a look at that one. Because if I can get it for a decent amount.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's at $4,000.
Yeah. That's not happening. I know. That's why he's been there for 3 months. So I'm sure he's either not in good shape or he's trying to sell it for too much. One of the two.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing is, like, I have qualifications on what makes a good car, what makes a bad car. And one of those qualifications are how hard it is to do the basic wear and tear maintenance on the car. So switching the fluids out, you know, is it easy to switch the oil, transmission, front, rear diffs,
thermostat, as we talked about the other day.
Yeah, we talked about how hard it is to get the thermostat on some cars. It's awfully ridiculous, you know, to get some of these cars. Second would be the belts. Can you get to the belts? Timing belt or the, because there's so many different four cylinders that are sideways that you know, when you have to do the timing belt job, good luck. You're dropping the motor. Let alone like, and then like the starter, where's the starter motor? Well, if you bought a Cadillac, engineers hate you. They put it right above the engine underneath intake manifold. Cause go fuck yourself. Okay.
But my car is a Cadillac. It looks cool.
Yeah. Go ahead and use the internet search tool of your choice and like look up the Cadillac North Star starter location or the starter on the new Beetle for the 2000, that generation of the Beetle. You have to take the majority of the front end off to get to the starter. So, like, starter, the belts, light bulbs. Like these simple wear and tear items, which should be easy to switch out. And it's really hard on some cars. So some people are like, why did you fall in love with Subarus so much? Because all those things are easy on
Subarus. I can fix it super fast, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, the hardest thing I've ever did maintenance on the Subaru is the valve covers and the spark plugs. That's it. Everything else has been super easy.
And people don't realize when I was growing up, and learning to work on cars in my teens, you know, we had horses and stuff, but no, we had, the cars then you could actually sit in the engine well.
Yeah.
And you almost get in there and sit down and you had so much room everywhere. And there was no computers on the thing. You just, everything ran. And it's like, I kind of missed that.
Yeah.
That's why I have a 70 Lamar. I want to get back. Back working on.
We used to
my walk first, my 15 first driver.
Miles.
Yeah.
Just to start the car.
It is. I do miss easier car to work on. It's like a lot of people, because look at the studio, like even Dear Leader goes like, I can't believe you still have this old Subaru. It's like, this thing probably doesn't work. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This thing is, you know, old Subaru. As long as it's got gasoline and spark plugs, this thing will kick on. There's no sensor telling it shouldn't. Okay.
I've got an old Ford Ranger that I know I can go out right now and start up. It hasn't been started in 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. I know I can go out there and start it up right now.
Turn the key. You just go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just go.
I'm gonna put some gas in it and, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little fresh
air gas. Air up the tires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little fresh gas. Head off, you know.
It's just got a broken clutch bracket. I fix that. That thing probably drive around for a while longer.
That's okay. Just put it in third and just keep staying third.
The frame's rusted off. The body's rusted off the frame, but that's okay.
I'll just use fiberglass.
Just don't drive on the interstate with it because the front end will actually lift up.
Fiberglass.
You can stand there and
fiberglass and add some weights in the front so it won't lift up. No,
I was going to get an L bar and just get some welding kit out there.
So I've been watching. I'm a car guy, so I'm on car YouTube a whole bunch, and I always tell people, it's like I feel bad, and I don't at the same time as that the older. Sorry, Vincent. We'll get off cars here a bit. Let me tell my car story.
No, you're fine.
It's not the cars there's a problem with. It's the old cars, the old ancient car.
I'm not a car guy. So
yeah. So most of the younger car guys, like myself, right? Well, I'm almost a middle aged car guy here in a bit. You know, a few more one more decade. But the car scene is like because like I was able to touch like some older cars to me, but like the 80s, the guys who were the 70s and 60s, most of the cars, the only person ever let me touch with my grandpa. Most people won't let you touch these stinking things, right? So it is. So I have the love for those romantically, but I've never really got to touch one. I've always wanted a Dart, you know, but it's just never owned one. And I kind of want one, but at the exact same time, it's like, dude, there's other 90s JDM cars that I did get to touch that I have played with. And those are that I want. The cars I grew up in high school. And it got me thinking, it's like, what's going to happen to all these boomers and Gen Xers who have these nice classic muscle cars that they have, and when they go to sell them and nobody wants them? Because, which sad state of affairs to some people, especially some of the super antique pre-war cars, to some people, they're just metal. Even if they can understand, I could put the history placard, like, this car did this thing. It was this. So it was this metal, $1,000. This, you know what this is? This is history. I don't. Not my history. I don't care. Now that Honda Civic over there, that EG6. Nice. You know, it is. And the other thing which always got to me with cars is that these scammers are out there too, because the people, some of the Gen Xers who are getting into some money, and some of the older boomers that are spending the last of their money, their last hurrah, they're out buying, you know, they want a Charger. You know what? I can still drive. I got my eyesight. I want a Charger. I always wanted one. I wanted a Challenger. And they go off and try to buy them. And they always got this idea and romanticize the idea of the barn find, the hero cars that they end up finding. And most of the cars have been found and they've been fixed up and they're really nice. But there's a lot of junky ones out there, and a lot of shops are scummy scam artists who have been flipping these things that are rusted to hell. You know, if you haven't owned one, you don't understand what's the difference between a 69, 68, 67 Charger on. You don't understand. You can't look at it. I barely understand it. I understand when I can see a Dart. I can understand what the difference between, I can look at different darts and go like, that's a 72 Dart. That's a, you know, that's a 71 Dart. I can look at them. And if you don't understand that, but you still want the car, you should still be able to buy them. But these people have been scamming these people. And I'm just watching the YouTube channels of people who are finding these cars are just, you know, people glued things on, scamming people out of thousands. Like, they're paying good money. They should get what they want, and they're just getting scammed out. It's very frustrating in the car world.
The worst scam too is you find the guys who don't really know anything about cars and they're wanting one of these older cars.
Yeah.
And they're getting sold kit cars.
Oh God. That's terrible. And honestly, like, if you're getting a kit car, I would prefer a kit car, but I don't want to play classic real metal price for a kit car.
If I'm buying a kit car, I'll buy a kit car, right? If that's right. What I want, that's fine. But you don't charge me like, oh, this is a, you know, serial number registered 66 Corvette when it's not.
Right. Yeah.
That's their game.
Yeah, like when GM was repopping the, back when they were losing money, which I really hope they would bankrupt so they keep doing this more often, the 68 Camaros, so like let you have brand new metal and people can buy and basically could buy brand new 68 Camaros. You know, it's a fun car, but it's not a real 68 Camaro. It just looks like a 68 Camaro. It's like, you know what? I prefer that, you know? Air conditioning, Bluetooth, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all newer, yeah.
Hydraulic brakes, no rust, awesome.
Yeah. I used to watch those. You remember, I don't know if they still do them anymore. I'm sure they do. I mean, but they used to be able to get on the car TV channels and watch those auctions. The what's the name of the auction?
Barrett Jackson. Meekum.
Yeah. Barrett Jackson's the other one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, those were great because you saw some nice cars that had been actually modernized. Mm-hmm. Those were good.
Yep.
But then you saw the ones that were just like it just rolled off the showroom floor, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just hilarious because I go and watch. Like I've got a 70 Le Mans, as I've said like 100 million times because I'm proud of it and everything. But I have the original invoice for that car because my dad bought it. And it's like, yeah, you know where we used to buy a car? It was only like $2,500. Brand new right off the lot.
Inflation.
Man, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah.
Now you have to buy, if you want to buy a truck, you have to spend more than most people spend on a freaking mortgage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I was watching this channel and they're going through like, look at this truck starts at $36,000 until we start putting add ons on it. So we've got I think they had like a turbo diesel, you know, pickup truck going for like 85 up to some $96,000 for a turbo diesel pickup truck, crew cab, all the trimmings.
I was getting my annual service on my car. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, and I was in there, and in the showroom, I was looking, waiting around for it to be done. They had a nice little truck in there, but it's like $80,000. But you see the difference in the size of these trucks than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to be so huge? Like a Ford Ranger, Ford Ranger XLT. Those things mm-hmm. were nice. Like Chevy S10s, you know, mm-hmm. that you could put stuff. You get as much space in the back or less in the actual pickup area of the truck now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing's twice as big. It's a monster.
Because they're luxury cars. They're not pickup trucks, you know. I think the Jeep Wagoneer is going for $116,000. And it has less space than the old school classic 80s Wagoneer, you know. Prometheus Coyote says, when I was a kid, trucks were for work. Today, they're straight status symbols. Hey. Gays are taking over the dually trucks, okay? So be very careful, okay?
Well, he sends me these trucks on Facebook. He finds on Marketplace, right? And they're all extended cab or crew cab, or it's like, I just want it's just me. I just want a front seat. I don't care about all that. But I don't want that space taken up. I want that space so I can put a piece of plywood, 8x10 piece of plywood in there without it hanging off the back end 3 feet because you've knocked down the size of the actual pickup area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I know. And people buy these trucks, you know, like with Marisa's car, so like, don't even use them for work. They talk about, oh, it's got this towing capacity. I can do this. I'm like, do you have a boat? Do you have something?
Just, they're just are you big towing? Cars.
Yeah.
They big, do you actually haul cars. Anything?
Yeah. Big, dangerous cars.
Yeah. Know? But there's like, I wanted something big and impressive and flashy. And mm-hmm. I'm going to get it to a shine polish. Mm-hmm. And make sure it doesn't touch mud ever.
Yeah.
and the worst part of all that, too, is I have to share the road with those sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm driving my car, and I'm like, I want to see ahead of me. I like to see ahead of me like 5 or 6 spots. I can see what's going on. I can anticipate people breaking mm-hmm. ahead of me, you know, that sort of thing. I can't see around your damn truck. It's too big. You're not. Right. There's nothing in it. You're not hauling anything. Why?
Right. Yeah, and they drive it, and they some of the worst drivers. They drive really fast. They try to weave through traffic like they're driving a car, you know.
Big they, cars to them.
Yeah, and they speed with them, and I'm like, that's why I always say, like, hey, speed limits. Yeah, we should probably tie this to weight. Okay, you know, hey, you're close to 8,000 pounds. You should be able to go this fast. But what about your car? My sports car, it's like barely 3,000. Okay. Barely. Good day. Full tank. I should be allowed to go 80. You, on the other hand, in your block of metal. No. Mine is aerodynamically sound. Yours just makes sounds. You know, and they're all like have these big V8s in it, and they stomp on the gas and go fast in a straight line, and they look like an idiot because they have to brake really hard to go around a corner. You know, it's stupid. And they're super dangerous. Like, it's a lot of some people. Okay, so if you're listening to this, right, and you have one of these awful cars, one, feel bad. Two, this is easily which if you think we're playing, I want you to get a normal sized human, have them sit right in front of your truck, and then get in your driver's seat and tell me how close that car can you see them if they sat down.
3L plus ratio plus maintenance.
Right. And then just imagine that's a kid. So I'm guessing about 10 feet in front of your car, you will see a kid on the ground. 10 feet. So if the kid was sitting by your bumper, you'd have no idea. You have no idea. The front and rear.
Makeup cams.
Bro. Yeah, it was like, I've got these sensors and cameras on them. All right, good luck. Good luck with that. Tell that to the insurance company. Yeah, tell that to the police. You know, yeah.
Tell to the people's families.
Yeah, yeah, and the people's families. Oh, I didn't see them on my camera. The sensors didn't go off. The sensors, oh God. You know, you're bad as
my
bad
auto
as,
drive.
Yeah, it's about as bad as the people who drive around like on their phone. Like I was sitting there the other day driving on I-69 and I kept watching this car early in the morning going to yoga. Just keep drifting off the side of the road to the right, right? Just keep drifting off. And I'm saying, oh my God, it's a drunk driver this early in the morning. My God, probably just coming home from the bar, just waking up, right? So trying to get his license plate, pull up, right, to see how bad they are, right, to get a good description of the driver. It's just some lady in it just texting, just looking down, just texting, just texting. And I was just like, oh my God. Just like, I was like, I'd prefer if you were drunk.
Yeah, drunk person's probably paying more attention to what's going on around.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're more scared to death.
So
the texting is bad too. But there's other people who do things that are just as bad. They're sitting there with a, you know, Big Mac in one hand and then Coke in the other, and driving with their knees and stuff like that. I mean, you gotta be careful of these people out there. And that's why I always try to. When I drive, I always anticipate the other drivers doing the most stupid thing in the world. Because if they do it, then I'm prepared for it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I drive like I'm in the middle of a NASCAR race. I've got all the points to win the cup. All I got to do is finish the race. Right. I don't need to pass. I just need to finish. If I get a DNF, I don't make enough points, I lose the cup. So I do is finish. That's how I drive.
I just assume everybody else on the road is stupid but me. Mm. And the, if you think in that mentality, you know everybody else in this road is going to fuck up some way or another. Mm-hmm. So I just had to be prepared for them being stupid.
Oh, man, yeah. I know. You ever ridden in a car and you sit there and you anticipate someone doing something bad and the person that's driving you around is shocked that this person did the thing that's bad? You're sort of like, oh, come on.
I saw it coming a mile away.
I saw it was happening. Drew it on my notepad. Looked back up, and it's.
One thing about the technology for the cars now, because we talk about, you know, all the backup cameras and the sensors, mm-hmm. and everything telling you what's going on and the auto drives and stuff. The best thing though are the in dashboard cameras, because now we have so much material to sit on YouTube and watch people be stupid.
Yep.
Watch great instant karma moments. We get to watch people just driving like idiots, trying to. I saw one the other day, somebody sitting at a stop sign and the person in front of them put it in reverse and backed up into them and tried to claim that they were rear ended because they wanted to get a new car. It's just the weirdest stuff you see out there now.
Yeah.
And then I think that's good training, because if you see all this crazy stuff happening with all these cameras, you start thinking about it when you're driving. Oh, that person could be doing this because I saw that before, you know, that sort of thing. So I think it's a great training tool to have all those out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wish we had better like dash cams out there in the world. Oh, man. I should probably get one because I see driving to, you know, early in the morning to go to yoga or the gym. I see some crazy stuff out the road.
Yeah, I saw somebody.
I like really it because it's great when somebody.
Yeah. It's like a stop sign to go straight and proceeded to go directly on the sidewalk and go, oh, wait, and swerved back onto the road. It was like,
oh my God.
And I'm just like right behind, I'm the next car. So it's like four car lengths between us. So I'm like, no. you're
the best part about those dash cams is when you have to call the insurance. Hmm. And you don't, it's like your word against his, and they have to fight it out. I'm like, no, I got footage. Yeah, right here. This is what happened. You don't have to even.
Yeah. Yeah. I was leaving the gym leg day, right after leg day. Okay. All right. So I barely get the clutch down, get ready to shift to turn. And I've got, you know, got the right away turning right on to 116th. Right. Got the little arrow that popped up. And this SOB Uber driver decides to take a U-turn out of nowhere. Like, decides to flip me off. I'm like, bro, you're U-turning. The middle of the road. Not even a proper U-turn. You just decided to go with it. And the thing is, if we did a good U-turn, we would have it. I went, because, like, instead of, because it's a two-lane road, right? I literally was going into the far right lane. My lane. If he did a good U-turn and went to that his closest lane, hey, we would just drove side by side and kept going. But no, he couldn't do a good U-turn. It's on that Michigan left, which I like to abuse the Michigan left that's on that. So this Michigan left thing, so is basically just a glorified U-turn with this big spot. But if you've got a rear-wheel drive sports car, it's a lot of freaking fun because you just hit that sucker at speed. And they've got this huge path you just slide into. There's gonna be like a couple of times of I've hit it and a cop's been there, just flashed its lights, just like calm it down.
Stop. Calm it
down. You know, it's whatever. Let's see. Prometheus County says, I just love the way Indianapolis drivers have decided that left turn light, it is over when they say it's over. Hey, it's our who's your right that we do what we want. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's like, if I'm in the middle of the street and the light goes away, I still get to turn.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
I still get to turn. That's my turn lane. It's not my fault 18 people went straight when I'm trying to turn.
Yeah. Oh my man. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I do cars all day. let's see, what was the other topic we wanted to talk about?
There's a bunch of stuff. Like, have you guys seen any of the AI Mr. Beast ads?
Okay, all right. I just saw one. I just
so they've been using AI to basically make Mr. Beast say they're giving away iPhones for $1, and it's his biggest thing ever. But it's convincing enough that if you're not tech savvy and don't know what you're looking for, you can believe it.
Mm. I've seen some other people have that problem. Mm-hmm. They're coming out and saying, hey, look, there's a video going around. I think it was Tom Hanks was saying, like, there's a video going around of me advertising. So it's not me. Yeah. Don't be fooled. So there's a lot of that stuff that's getting.
It's the evolution of that. The creator in the comments giving out gift cards when it's just scam accounts.
Right. Yeah.
And it's kind of compounding with the research what you're looking at before you do anything, especially with the change of like with X. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, here's just the thumbnail of whatever it is and no context what the story is. And here's just the picture and whatever you say it is on top of it.
Yeah.
Some people are just believing the most random, ridiculous shit because they just see what they tweet and the picture is like, oh, that's what it is. There's no context here.
I had a couple years ago, my wife, I was walking through the room. She says, hey, guess what's going on? I'm like, what? She says, I'm on Facebook. I'm talking to John Barrowman. And she's like in this, the messenger talking to John Barrowman and saying all this, you know, how great he was. And she was like, oh, that's great. It's so great to have fans like you. I want to give you something. I want to give you something for being such a big fan. Just give me some information and I can send it to you. And I'm just like, that's not John.
Don't do that. That's not John.
She's like, yeah, I know. She figured it out really quick, but she was just having a ball with it. So I said, all right. So she started to have fun with the guy. Mm-hmm. Started saying all kinds of crazy stuff. It was fun to watch. We sat there and had about 15 minutes of a good time with that.
Yeah, but John Barman does like hanging out with his friends. I remember the one time he was stuck at the airport in Cincinnati. Was it Cincinnati? I remember. He was stuck at some airport, and he was just and he messaged his friend as all the friends like, "Hey, if you're at the airport, I'm stuck here for the next 4 hours at this bar. Come hang out."
Yeah, I'd have drove to Cincinnati to go hang out with him.
I was getting ready to. It was
like an hour away.
Right. It's like sit there just hanging out with John Barman.
But it's crazy how much AI has advanced already from like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Where people were like, oh, it's whatever, and now it's getting progressively it's speeding up its advancements. Yeah. Like I've seen a bunch of art that if you don't look at the hands, you can believe somebody drew it.
Yeah.
Because they still can't do hands. They cannot do hands. It's like the only way it's like one of the best ways you could tell if it's AI generated art, because they can't do hands.
Yeah,
but
most really artists toes. Legs are a little iffy too. But
I know.
If you say, "Hey, give me some fruit or something like that," yeah. It'd be easy. But.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you? I don't know if you guys any of you guys follow Shadiversary. He's this YouTuber. I think it's my favorite video of him is when he's trying to eat like hobbits for the day for a for an ad and nearly killed them. He's from one of those other southern English speaking countries. I don't know, one with a weird accent. Anyways, he does a lot of like, good historical like fighting stuff like that. And he posted it on Twitter. It's like, this is with me with AI art like 4 months ago. This is me now. This is took a lot of skill. I'm getting so much better.
Yes. It advances so fast.
And it looked comic. He did one with Supergirl, and the first one looked stupid. But now he's like, that looks like a comic book artist drew it. You know, and he made sure like the hands were hidden so you couldn't tell. It was like,
yeah, exactly. Just put it in places where it's easy to see. But it's crazy to see how fast it's moving. It's going in such a trajectory that people are just like, it's going to force a lot more people to pay closer attention to what they're looking at. And if they don't, we're going to run into the same issues of people believing the most ridiculous shit for no reason.
I saw a great skeet the other day. And if you don't know what a skeet is, you need to get on Blue Sky, because that's what we call tweets over there, because tweets aren't a thing anymore. His comment was, I think the best response I've seen to AI anything has been, why should I bother reading something that nobody else could be bothered to write?
I agree with that, but then you're going to run into that issue of what point does, if I'm using the AI to basically help me write it, it's like, oh, I'm stuck here. Hey, AI, write this.
We've always had AI helping us write. We had Grammarly.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, we've always had something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get templates, you got Grammarly, you've got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but it's going to be one. It's very interesting to see how.
Should say libtard, by the way. It'd be better.
All right. What's up?
It's anarchy.
My hair's not combed.
His hair is not combed.
My hair is not combed. I don't know what you're going on out there.
I did not realize I could edit people's names in here.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know it was possible. Cool.
He's like, oh, I didn't know I had this type of power.
What have you done?
I've got some interviews tomorrow, so I was emailing the link and I saw that you guys were live. So I just started making.
It was a surprise because we're never on this time of night every Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
It's not like a scheduled thing or anything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a good show.
Yeah.
We will.
You don't want to say anything about AI or cars, or we can't talk about the other topic that I was told we can't talk about,
which is what?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, about
cars or AI? Probably something political.
Probably going on in the world.
Reinhold is pro-Palestinian.
Whoa.
No, I made a tweet today that I said I was pro-Palestinian people. I'm a pro Jewish people. I am anti-Hamas terrorist organization.
We're not talking about this.
Israeli warmongering. Right, government.
Well, I just don't think there's any comparison.
We're not talking about this. Start cutting mics here.
We're not talking about this.
All right, bye, guys.
This is the one thing. We're not talking about this.
Snuck it in there. Snuck it in.
Well, we're going to cut that part of the podcast, right?
We'll just cut that out. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have producer Paul clip that out. Just clip that out.
Yeah. Get the editor in. Let them know. Yeah. Our massive editing team. We pay a bunch of money for.
Well, too bad.
See, here's the thing is we got a lot of people now to do editing for us now because they're all coming from Illuminati's group, right?
Oh, so
she doesn't have the money to pay him anymore.
We're
picking up some of these editors.
We could probably pick up a cheap editor right now. Especially like, hey, great work. We promise to actually pay you for your work and won't belittle you.
Yeah, and you guys look like eagles, so that really helps.
You won't own your house.
Well, that's a great line.
Oh, man. I'm going to send Legal Eagles like, hey, I copyrighted wearing a suit in a YouTube video.
I copyrighted the word eagle.
I
own the word eagle.
Eagle NFT. I got this eagle NFT. Please stop using the word.
And now you sound like the Libertarian Party suing people over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Things like that. Oh, yeah.
I trademarked Libertarian. God, oh man, it's a terrible. I did like the I did like the concept of wanting to do the speaking of thing, like preview for you know all you people listening, so basically mostly just you key holders. I got confirmed from James Neese next Monday, Roblox.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking this Roblox.
This is going to be fun. This rabbit hole of sadness that is Roblox.
No, Reinhold, if you don't want to talk
Roblox. I think I'm coming down with a case of the COVID next week.
Oh, that's fine. I'll go get backup, Reinhold. Maybe he'll show up.
What's wrong, Reinhold? You don't want to talk about the exploitation of children and the adult dating app created by a child game company?
Sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know how I can beat that.
Sits there and is like, is this owned by Elon Musk? No. Close. Same circles. But spoilers for next week. Okay. Whoa. Some neat Bill Clinton photos we posted in the Weird Libertarians Discord, I'll tell you that much. Which I was shocked. I posted a meme in the "Is this meme too offensive? Have I crossed the line?" room inside the Discord channel, and someone was like, "Oof, that crossed the line." I was like,
"But really? I appreciate it though."
Really?
You want to have some fun?
Cross the line.
You want to have a lot of fun?
What?
Create a social media account.
Mm-hmm.
Get the AI equipment out. Mm-hmm. Just make a bunch of really fake videos or even photographs of things that politicians do, you know, doing or stuff like that, and just be the scoop guy. This is a scoop, and just start putting scoops out there. And you can be as popular as QAnon and make a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. Just see how which ones take off, which ones permeate and become like the truth in history books over the next 30 years. Wouldn't that be?
Speaking of that, so this movie that's coming out, what is it, Argyle? Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have no idea what this was.
Okay, so this is a movie. It's a really neat movie. It's a comedy film, and which is this woman? She writes like nonfiction like stories. Fiction stories, and she writes this whole plot. And it turns out her fiction is nonfiction. She kind of like accidentally predicted what is actually happening and all the stuff is actually happening. She just kind of like knows it for some reason down to the T, and like it's really neat story. I find it neat because like the cast of characters are in it, and it's just kind of a goofy premise.
Okay.
Is it a case of what she writes end up becoming true, or is it a case of she just writes it and it turned out to be like spot on?
But from the trailer, it looked like spot on. It doesn't seem like she's like reading minds. Predicts the future. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't seem like she's. I at least from the trailer. I don't watch.
No,
it.
No.
Could be anything. I haven't watched it. It's not out yet. Sounds good. I don't have a pre-review copy. I'm not an NDA.
No. Here's what you do.
What?
Pull it up. Let's watch it.
Rotten Tomatoes has it paid me
pull to pull up a trailer. We can react to a trailer. It's nobody. They put them out there for people to react to.
Pull this up.
So what are you doing?
That I haven't seen it, and you know, some of our key holders may not have seen it.
One of the things about AI I wanted to bring up is hear about the YouTuber Quebecop at all.
What?
So he used to be like this GTA 5 Minecraft YouTuber guy. And they just went all in on AI and is trying to do like Minecraft and like Minecraft videos with AI generated video content and AI generated reactions to what he's doing in the game. And it's terrible. It is hot garbage at this point. Because it's the AI generated voice, AI generated character, all this stuff.
All right, we'll do some bits of this thing, but yeah, this is that Argo.
I assassinate how you dance as well as you dress.
There's only one way to find out,
right? Okay, so that music is gonna get
oh yeah.
But yeah,
go ahead, mute that.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill,
right?
Like I said,
the cast of characters alone in this thing. So it's like
Cena.
Well, it's by the guy that did Kingsman, so the directing is going to be spot top notch.
Oh yeah, yeah. It almost feels like they wanted to do Kingsman, but didn't know they could get away with doing something so over the top again. But like, yeah. See, she's a writer. She's trying to write it. Yeah.
Bring up the sound now. Oh, it's Catherine O'Hara.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, the cast alone is worth it.
There's a cat in there.
Oh my God, you're Ellie freaking Conway,
right?
Author of the Argo series, Ellie Conway.
I am such a fan.
Oh yeah, what is it you do?
Bryce Dallas Howard. That's her name.
Would you sign my book?
Here we go.
Yeah, so yeah, it does this. This is where like this she finds out like she's in this spy world now because of this. Yeah, so like I said.
So her book is actually like just predicting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, yeah, it does feel like a Kingsman movie that like I don't really have a plot in front of the Kingsman.
Well, Kingsman's a great movie. I mean, Kingsman is like one of the best movies ever. Kingsman 2.
A little weak.
Yeah, cat face.
Yeah.
But that first Kingsman movie was just a great, great, great job. So
Yeah.
Especially the church scene in that movie.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I playing Freebird. That's just classic. Yeah.
I think the second one you didn't know they were gonna get a second and they regretted killing certain characters. Which it's fine. Just let people die. You know, it makes death meaningful or brings them back in different ways. Like it's sort of goofy ones. And it's like, all right, is this person really dead? Da-da-da-da-da. It's kind of, you know, anyways. Yeah.
It's kind of similar. I was watching a reaction to.
Yeah, right.
The like Walter Mitty.
The cast of characters. This cast. Right?
There's so much money in this cast. They spent so
right?
much money. all I'm seeing is this massively, so much money.
I want all assets. I'll just watch it. Just Catherine O'Hara is in it.
Right.
Brian Cranston. Jesus Christ.
Like I said, alone. The cast.
So it's got great cast, great directing. We have to figure out about the plot.
Yeah, I'm just concerned. Plot's a little weak,
but I don't care.
I think the concept could be good. Depends on how well it's written or not. Mm-hmm. That's one of the guys from Kingsman, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Channing Tatum there.
Yeah.
The best Channing Tatum. There's two roles that Channing Tatum's done that I think are the best. And one of them is in from This Is the End. The other one is from Free Guy when he's the Avatar. It's so good. Mom, yeah, don't go near that, that stock. You'll be scarred for life.
That was John Cena, yes. My only concern from watching that trailer is Bryce Dallas Howard is the main character, and she does like virtually nothing. I've seen her just do the plot just happening around her, and I'm just like, I hope that's not how this movie goes. I hope this main character is basically just an escort mission.
Yeah, it seems like it is just gonna be an escort mission, but it would be happen, you know, it'd be happening to you. If what if your books came true? You had to sit there and go through it.
I think I've seen something.
You're like sitting there, like I'm trying to remember. I would not just be sitting there. We try to say this is, you know.
Oh no, Romancing the Stone.
Oh, Romancing the Stone. Oh, Kong. Reinhold, you just ruined Argyle.
I was so interested, and now you made me not interested.
No, to be fair, Romancing the Stone wasn't where she wrote a story that turned out to be true. It was she was writing a certain type of story and turned out to be involved in one of that type of event.
Correct. But yeah.
Still, that's what it reminds me of. Yeah.
Yeah. Romancing the Stone's deal. Great movie. Probably, you know, I'm still going to watch Romancing
Stone 2.
Yeah.
There's a second.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
There was a second.
Is it worth watching?
I saw it when it came out. I have almost no memory of it. If that tells you anything,
that's fine.
I don't think it was a bad movie. I just was like, "Nah."
So it's a bad movie. It's a bad.
So
movie. It's
just bad. So if you like how the action and stuff in that movie looked, you should watch the Netflix movie Bullet Train.
Seen it?
I do want to see Bullet Train so bad. I've been wanting to see it. It's on my list. I just haven't got to it yet.
It's so good.
Is it? Yeah. I've seen when it first came out. I was just like, I got to see that movie, and then I'm just like, I keep getting distracted and other things, and not getting to it. I still haven't seen the first episode of the new season of Loki. That's how far behind I am right now. So, but I do. I got that on my like. I got that and Everywhere All at Once. Everything Everywhere All at Once. I have to see that one too.
Yeah,
I've seen that one. Those are like the top two on my list.
What's the Mickey for the Lost City? What's this? Oh, no. Okay, I was like, is this a Romance in the Stone reboot?
made another one, right?
It's okay. I want them to reboot. Like I said, I want them to reboot Casablanca and Fast Times at Richmond High. This way we can stick it to the boomers and the Gen Xers. Stick it to it.
I'm just waiting for them to go. We're officially bringing it back, Freaks and Geeks.
No.
What's wrong here?
I'm against that one.
Just because it's one person.
Yeah, anyways,
what's funny is when you look at the casting, and you go back and take a look at the cast picture and stuff like that, you don't realize that one of the guys in that lineup is responsible for some of the best movies out today.
What? J.J. Mm-hmm. Abrams?
Oh, sorry. Nope. John Francis Daly.
Yeah. He's a Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah. He got to start there. Then he was on Bones, and he left Bones because he's got this deal to make movies. And he made, I think his first movie they made was, what was it? I can't remember now. Because I'm conflating him with someone else now, but you know the guys from Reno 911, right?
Yeah,
the two main guys from that, Ben Grant and Tom. They made Night at the Museum, and I keep thinking John Francis Daly started off in Night at the Museum, but he didn't. He started off but the most recent thing John Francis Daly did. He did the fabulous Wonderstone, Burt Wonderstone, if you remember that. But he recently did the D&D movie. It was really good.
I haven't watched the new D&D movie.
You haven't? Oh.
Sorry.
Seriously. You, as much as you like D&D, how can you not have seen that? That's like the best D&D movie ever. He went what?
Producer Paul saw it and he enjoyed it. So.
Oh yeah, I've seen it like 10 times. It's such a good movie.
Okay. All right.
The Brait. Oh man. When he starts singing, oh, it's good. It's got a Mini Cooper in it. Okay. I'll explain. Bradley Cooper's in it and he plays a small guy. So I call him a Mini Cooper.
Okay. All right.
Plays all right. Like a little
Prometheus. Yeah, Coyote goes, Reinhold be knowing shit. Yes, it's the main reason we keep him around.
Despite all my foils and fobbles and everything else, I bring negative to the table. I know some shit. If you remember one of my top nine or whatever we did, was Stranger Than Fiction. And that was a story about an author who was writing somebody's life and didn't know that that extra person was actually living the life that they were writing. It's such a good movie.
But when Harry said that, that's what I immediately thought you were going to bring up.
Me too. Yeah.
What I first started thinking about. That's why I was asking, is it about something that's happening as they're writing it or if it's something that they just predicted?
It's not that creative. It would be if they just spent all that money on that cast.
Yeah. Like, bro, we spent so much money getting Cena and Cavill and Cranston.
God, man.
What's wrong, Prometheus? You didn't like the newest Transformer movie? Is that what it is? You didn't like them bringing the Beast Morphers in there and they did absolutely nothing?
Oh, God damn.
Gotta love the Transformers movies. They're so bad.
Why are they bad?
Because they don't know what they're doing. I mean, the first set were all about freaking, what was his name? Fucking Shia LaBeouf. Like the first couple were all about Shia LaBeouf. So, and then Mark Wahlberg for whatever reason.
I just really despise all these people who get just to touch the our childhood IP, and you know they clearly don't care about it. Kevin Smith,
he does, but he just doesn't care about He-Man though.
Here's another movie that John Francis Daly wrote that you might know of. 2023's The Flash.
If I didn't watch the Dungeons & Dragons movie, what the hell do you think I'm going to watch the Flash movie?
So you're saying that he makes shit movies then, is what you're saying?
No, he makes good movies. He did Spider-Man Homecoming. Vacation. Horrible Bosses and Horrible Bosses 2.
Yeah,
that was that. The one. That was the one he left bones to do, was Horrible Bosses. And then Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Great movie.
Yeah, I watched that. By the way.
You watch anything? Any of these good movies, huh?
I want to watch good movies.
So I barely watch movies in general.
Now, the good D&D movies is the one with Marlon Wayans. Okay.
And the villain eating all the scenery. Every scene is like, this scenery is delicious. We'll put some mustard on this.
Carried on his so gotta carry the shirt.
This movie is terrible. But his performance, though. Bravo, sir. You made this so entertaining.
Yeah. I mean,
you think about most of the Mortal Kombat movies, like the early ones are like that. It's like, this movie is bad, but the performances, delicious.
Street Fighter? The Street Fighter. Yeah.
Absolutely a Street Fighter movie. God. Rouse Julia is like the only reason to watch that movie.
Jean-Claude right there can't get off the coke long enough to make the movie.
Like, bro, you're supposed to be an American war hero. Why do you still have your accent?
That's the Robin Hood syndrome.
Oh my God, don't bring those up now. I like those movies.
So like some Robin Hoods, I speak with an English accent. Mennonites.
First off, I liked the what was it? Yeah, the Val Kilmer one. Yeah.
on, was it the day Bison?
Oh, Felcomer's in it. It's good. I mean, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is a masterpiece.
Yep. Yeah, that one. And then Heat. Everybody wants a girl like that, you know, that's willing to go to federal prison to let you get escape. That's a ride or die. That's a ride or die there. All those, all these people have never watched the movie Heat. For shame. Shame.
This is something the person who hasn't seen the good, the one good Dungeons and Dragons movie ever made.
I think I have seen this. That's okay. It's okay until you watch a Cowboy Bebop.
There's a great thing in the Dungeons and Dragons movie. Uh-huh. There's a cameo in the movie.
I know
of the character.
I know of the cameo.
The characters.
Yep.
From the okay.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. It's which is hilarious. Awesome. Which is awesome. I've seen the clips of it. I forget which thing it was like. Because I've seen like things like I know how like it is possibly good. I just haven't gone and seen it. Someone goes like because of there's like look at the look at it. It's like it feels like you're watching a D&D campaign. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is kind of neat. It's kind of funny. But no, I just haven't seen it yet. There's so many other things that I've put on and trying to watch or end up having to watch it with my wife. You understand? Like I've been halfway through the movie The Machine for the last month. Halfway through it.
It's terrible.
But I think by the time I get to see the end of The Machine, I could actually probably go to Russia. Okay.
I saw it's a Sea Bullet Train. I got it on my list.
That's good. That's a good move. That movie is a lot better than I wanted to give it credit for. I remember sitting there like, I just want to watch something to drink because I'm sore and eat popcorn too. And I was sitting there going like, oh my God, let me get some coffee. This is good.
It's one of those. I do a lot of reactions. People watch reactions movies, and sometimes there's a movie out there that I'm like, I want to see that movie, so I want to watch these people react to it. So I'm waiting. I'm holding. I get them on my to watch list as soon as I watch the movie, so I can see it. That's right. Weird that way. Yeah,
that's fair.
But that's how I choose to watch movies nowadays. Is what everybody's reacting to.
See, like I just don't watch Western media most of the time.
Hey, a lot of time it's trash or
something. I have so much. It's just so much anime just sitting there waiting menacingly.
Yeah, I have that problem. I'm freed from that. I can watch whatever I want.
But you don't, though.
I do watch whatever I want. I just haven't watched whatever I wanted yet.
I do watch what I want to watch, but most of the time I just want to watch anime.
So what I've been doing the last 6 weeks is watching Wheel of Time, and then watching the 12 or 13 reactors, I like watch and react to the Wheel of Time, and then talking about it on the discussion shows, and then by that time, the next episode is out. That's been my last 6 weeks.
That's fine. That's fine. It sounds like he could have watched like all the Cowboy Bebop in that time.
At priorities.
Just hit him.
Priorities.
All right. This episode is getting long in the tooth, and I've got rice in the rice cooker. I need to cool down. I didn't get to do it. Yeah, so I have rice in the morning. What? The best?
You and your industrial ass rice cooker.
I'm gonna buy rice at the international marketplace because like I gotta get the big bags now. Little bags just like go through too fast. Like the big bags.
He's like, yeah, I eat rice every day.
My wife wants me to make rice so she can take the rice water and use it as a conditioner for her hair. That's why she wants me to make rice for her.
Rice water?
Yeah. What? Like the water from when you cook the rice?
Yeah.
All this protein gets into the water and she uses that to condition her hair.
What?
Yeah, it's protein and starch. Yeah, it's good for the hair.
But how do you get this water from the rice?
You cook the rice in the water?
Why would you do that?
Oh, you're not using a rice cooker. You just use like the pan. Okay. I'm like,
I've got an Instapot, but you still put water in it. You still have drain off.
Yeah. When I get done with my rice, there's no water in there.
Water when I do it.
Why would you add excessive water?
Excess water?
That sounds terrible.
That's so
terrible.
That you can use it for the hair.
What are you making porridge? Making porridge for? Why are you making porridge? I don't even know what we're doing. That's awful. When
we're done here. I'm going to go make some ramen. So.
Are you? Is that what you're going to do?
Is it ramen?
Make some ramen after.
Is it really ramen?
I know, right? It's just thanks. Do we have that? I should have that image queued up. It's like, is this ramen?
Is this your king?
It tastes good. That's what matters.
Does it taste good? Does it?
Does. Yummy. God. Cravings.
God. Go straight into the boomer category with that.
I'm going to make some tuna burgers next few weeks. I was talking to my mom about that. I have to make some tuna burgers. It's going to be good.
That's fine. I was lazy today, and for dinner I made bulgogi, and I didn't feel like slicing up like ribeye, so I used ground beef. Yummy. Lazy. Very good. What? What?
I'm confused.
What? Making bulgogi with slicing up that? Just use ground beef. The lazy man's bulgogi. I thought it was crazy until I found a recipe to do it. I was like, oh, I'm onto something.
Say that.
I did make something for the first time.
To a Korean, and they'll be like, how fucking dare you?
Got it from
I did
Korean.
Make something for the first time the other day. I made ceviche.
Mm.
My wife loves ceviche, and we cannot find any Mexican restaurants that actually sell it these days around here. So I was like, screw it. I went and got a recipe, and I did it myself, and it was like, not bad. She actually was just craving it and wants me to make it again. So I'll have to make some more of it. I got all the stuff ready to go. I'll probably make it tomorrow night.
Sure.
Last time I got ceviche was I was working in a kitchen. Yeah. It wasn't on the menu. We just made it in the back.
Yeah, I was at this one place, and it was the first time I got senior discount someplace. And
all places.
And then we asked him when we got there. It was a Mexican restaurant. I asked him, I said, do you have ceviche? And he looked at me. He's like, I wish we did. It was just like, oh, I guess not. Yeah.
Well, fun fact, I was making fresh salsa with my brand new blender. It broke the salsa button on my blender.
I'm a salsa
button.
Yeah, the blender. There's a button that you like to. It easily blends it up, and it just stuck in. It won't work.
It says salsa.
Yep.
On it, or does it say puree or anything?
No, it says salsa. It says for salsa. Yep.
Nice.
It's a salsa button, and now it doesn't work anymore. I bought it 2 weeks ago.
Nope, sure got that extended warranty.
Hey, $229 for that extended warranty. You got another one, right? For a $20 blender.
Before this episode gets too long, let's end it now. Okay, we're gonna end this sucker. All right, you guys want to say anything before I go to the ending spiel?
Watch the things you guys enjoy. Anime is good this season. Do that.
So back in 1773,
except you, Brian. Except you. You need to watch Cowboy Bebop.
Watch your mouth.
All right. Now that you're out of Wheel of Time, okay.
We have to cut off the last 20 minutes of this video. Let me go.
All right.
Key holder stuff. Let's go.
Yeah, key holders. Thank you. Thank you all those who have listened to this episode. If you made it this far in the episode, you are a true listener, and I like that. Thank you, because you've been listening to anything else in the world, but you decided to listen to this. Thank you. I do appreciate you listening to some podcast for, but I really hope you guys would come and join us Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us live here. Come talk with us. People just show up. you know, we had Dear Leader show up randomly on the episode, messing around on the behind the scenes stuff. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, to the 250 of you guys who download this podcast form, listen to this, you know, doing it in your thing, that's great. That's awesome. That's amazing. I really want you guys to hang out live, but I also enjoy that you guys do hang out. You know, I just like to hear your feedback live. So, but you guys can tune in, watch us on twitch.tv/WeAreLibertarians. That's the letter R, as We Are Libertarians, letter R, or on youtube.com/WeAreLibertarians. Come hang out, watch the show, hang out with us. So, anyways, see you guys next week, where we'll be doing, we'll have James Neeson to talk Roblox. So, this should be fun. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.